is happening, everybody? You're now tuning into the Producer's Corner with Spud Tutai, and I have a very special show for you today. On the phone with me, I have a very talented and passionate musician who has demonstrated his creative talents as a performer, a songwriter, and a producer. He has worked with some of the biggest names in the music business, such as Ne-Yo, Chris Brown, Missy Elliott, and Trey Songz. Please put your hands together and welcome singer, songwriter, and music producer, B. Howard. What's happening, B. Howard?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Pretty good, man. Hey, welcome to my show, bro.
Glad to be on the show, man. It was like over 200,000, maybe in like a week. But I'm really happy about it.
Oh, man. Coming out as an independent, just really doing your thing. And, you know, I've listened to Dance Floor and Supermodel, which is probably my favorite track that I heard of yours, man. And
wow.
You know, I heard him and I said, man, I got to get this guy on my show, man. I got to chop it up with him.
Thanks, man. It was a great time making those two songs. And I heard you were interested in one of the guys on there, Teddy Riley, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. Teddy Riley. The guy who really paved the way for me, man. He was my musical gateway to production, mm-hmm. as a music producer, a keyboardist, a recording engineer, you know, just the whole, I just got everything together, man, listening to Teddy and studying Teddy for all these years, man, and, you know, it's just been a great journey and just learning from him through music. You know, I never had the opportunity to meet him or talk to him yet, but through his music, man, is really what started me.
Yeah, like, his music reflects him as a person, too, just like my music reflects me as a person. Just, you know, outgoing, real cool, fun person, you know?
Wow.
And very deep in the music, too.
Oh, yeah. But Supermodel, I just hear a lot of the flavor back from the 90s and the 80s in that song, man. It's really retro funk, man. I love it to death.
Thanks, man. I'm glad you appreciate it.
Now, B. Howard, when did you start in the music business, man? I mean, when did this really come together and just really make this a full-time career for you?
It all kind of really came together when I was starting off in music. You know, I've always heard some songs and stuff, and I decided to go and put music and stuff together and send it off. I was learning with, you know, Shaka and, you know, the Jacksons and everybody. And my mom was giving me, you know, giving me hell. But I ended up learning and I sent the song in. And next thing you know, I started working with Gerald on LSG. And then I did Genuine, which I love you more. And another person on Tree Hill. And everything went from there.
Wow, that's right, man. Your mom is Mickey Howard, man. And, you know, I can go back. I remember her single of the remake, Imagination, came out, man. I can date back, and she was just killing it on the vocal.
Yeah, definitely. What I really appreciate about those songs is the string arrangements on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, how lush it was. That's why I chose to use Benjamin Wright on my song Dance Floor and give it that lush sound, you know?
Wow.
It's very important when you're doing the music and everything that it has that energy with it, you know?
Totally.
Something classic.
I talk a lot about, on my show, B. Howard, you know, musical influences, you know, that inspired me and other musicians to become a songwriter and producer, man. Who were some of those musical influences that really paved the way for you and just to give you that main focus as an artist?
Pretty much everybody that's been around, you know, from my mother, you know, Chaka Khan, you know, Joy LaVert, Jackson, Sherelle, you know, all these people were very, very much a part of my career, but also a lot of the stuff that I listen to is more like Beethoven. I listen to freaking Aha. I listened to more recently, Nine Inch Nails. They have a song called Closer that I love. My gosh, U2, Sting. I love everybody. I have a wide range that I listen to.
Right.
I incorporate everything, the music, into my vocal structure and everything.
You know, listening to your music and your style as an artist, man, you know, I got to also bring to everyone's attention, you know, how I feel that Michael Jackson has been a major influence in your life, man. I think really you're just pulling a lot of the good attributes from Michael and really making it into your own style, man. And, you know, I can definitely hear the influence is that, man. So that's what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Everybody around has played their part as far as, you know, influencing and as far as, you know, just raising me up as a person, you know. I was very fortunate enough to have that personal influence, and I don't know what to say. Just take it further, you know?
Definitely. You know, with those experiences working with those heavy hitters that you mentioned earlier, man, how has that matured your ear as a musician for production and songwriting?
It's matured my ear as far as sonically, I think, as far as knowing what sounds are for what type of music and what sounds make people move. You know, and being able to continue to have my own sound while working with others and working with my, you know, by myself. Like when you hear a song, you know, everybody knows that you're involved in it. Very important.
Right. You know, like some of the heavier writing techniques, man, is there anything that you've learned from these guys that you're kind of applying into your own style now?
In a way, I give, you know, I have to give Disney credit for the melodies and such like that, because, like, I like songs and everything that are very memorable, that you can listen to and be able to hum along with, and it makes you feel something. Disney does that for me. Like, a lot of the songs from, you know, Five American Tales.
Okay.
And Care Bears, you know, I mean, it's embarrassing. These songs and everything that, like, I used to like, you know, growing up and everything. So it's like, I like to incorporate that into my music.
Wow.
Like, Somewhere Out There.
Right.
Do you remember that song?
Vaguely, but I know the films and the show you're referring to, definitely. Yeah. As a listener and a musician, I think music can take, and it's supposed to take you to another place. You know what I mean? That's when it becomes timeless and it sticks with people. And those are the songs that we still carry on through these years. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, aside from being a songwriter and a music producer, you're also a musician, man. What other instruments do you play?
Keyboard, the drums, and the MPC.
Good production tools.
Yes, definitely that. She does a lot for me. I love the pocket of it. You know, the MPC 4000 is still my favorite program. My favorite, you know, thing aside from Logic, you know, and all these other new programs that are innovative. But it's nothing like touching that pad and the groove, you know?
Right.
The pocket. And then mixing it in with live music takes it to a whole other level, like what I did with Questlove and James Poyser. I really appreciate Questlove for being involved in Dance Floor. But just that pocket. Nothing could ever beat the MPC pocket. I'm sorry. I haven't heard anything, and a couple of my friends agree with me.
You know, for like, yeah, I tell a lot of guys, man, the MPC is great. You know, I don't take credit from any tools that are out there, because it's really the driver of the machines. You know, it's just, it really gets back into your programming. How well of a programmer you are with MPC. I mean, because I can do some things on Logic, man, that it would just blow you away. You know, I'm a Logic Pro user. I've been a Logic Pro user for years. And, you know, the way I have it routed and the way I create my custom templates, a lot of guys are like, man, but how are you putting these templates together, especially for the drums, man? I took about 3-4 months, man, of creating a library, a dedicated library for my drums on my templates, where I have everything assigned to its own virtual audio channel. So all of my kicks, snares, hi-hats, claps, all the way down to the toms and phrases have their own independent audio channel. All of the rhythm arrangements and the quantization of it is just solid and perfect, man. And I haven't looked back since. So hats off to Logic.
Brilliant. I haven't even done that yet. What I used to do is I used to have the MPC trigger everything through the MIDI, you know, and then MIDI up with the, you know, the motifs and the phantoms, and then the internal gear.
Oh yeah.
With Logic. And one of my good friends, I was going to tell you, his name is DJ Mad Scientist. He's got that down, man. Dude, it's incredible what he's done. He's doing like a lot of the club joints now.
Yeah.
And he's kind of mimicked the MPC pocket with just programming and Logic and mixing Fruity Loops. And he was kind of inspiring me recently. I like what he's doing.
Oh yeah, man. Like I say, Logic is it really can take it to another level if you really dig inside of it, man. It's just so much. Room for you to do things, especially on the, and you know, talk about the pocket, man. It's like, man, I'm all about pocket because I'm a fun keyboardist, man. If that beat isn't solid and if it's not moving me and punching me in the chest, I don't even mess with it.
Right. It's gotta hit hard.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's the one thing about sonically, I think, about Logic. Logic doesn't hit as hard as the MPC. But I think you probably. I want us to get together, and maybe we can, you know, exchange information and learn, you know, what you've done with it, and maybe see how you got it to hit like that.
Oh, totally, man. You know, I do video tutorials on Logic too, man. So I can always shoot you a video tutorial how I have my template set up. You'll hear the audio, and you can hear me narrating in the background. You get a visual screen of how I run Logic and set up. It's going to give you the true audio of how it sounds. You know, some things I do to color. I do a lot of processing. I use a lot of good plugins from Waves, like the SSL 4000, the API series. So, you know, there's a little color.
Oh, the API. I love the API.
Oh, man, aren't they great?
Yes. And, you know, I just learned a new trick. And I was recording in Vegas at this, it's called Odd Sound Studio. It's amazing. And I was learning about 96K, how it gives you more headroom.
Totally. Totally.
Can you believe that?
Man, if you got the good converters and you're running the good interfaces, man, 96K is the only way to record.
Yeah. I was bugging out, man. It was just incredible.
You know, B. Howard, I got to ask you, man, as a keyboardist, you know, I talk about the evolution of keyboards, man, from 80s all the way up to where we are now.
Yeah.
You know, now we're running into a virtual world, man, where everything's like soft synth based and things. I mean, are you kind of using a combination of both, or are you using strictly soft synths now?
I still use both. I mean, I've never, you know, I'm not discrediting the inside the box gear, you know?
Right.
Not discrediting that. But I still love the outboard gear. I still enjoy touching the weighted keys.
Yes.
And the live piano.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing like that feeling anyway. You know, it can come close, but the computer's still numbers.
Totally.
Still calculate.
That's right.
When you're touching on a regular keyboard and piano and everything, it's still a feeling. You know, there's a song I was listening to. It's like the song I was listening to. I was listening to it pretty much all day yesterday. I love it. It's called like, Broadway or something. And the keys on a song is like, it flows. It's freaking amazing. It's like a Frank Sinatra type song, like Frank Sinatra and them guys.
Wow.
The feeling is really important.
Totally,
you know, man. You can get close to it in the computer, not discrediting the computer, but it's nothing like the live sounds.
No.
And the outboard gear and the weighted keys, you know?
Oh, no, I totally agree with you, B. Howard. That's the whole key of the foundation as a player. You know, being a keyboard player,
yeah.
You know, we play chord, we play our progressions, and having that weighted keys for me is essential. Especially when I'm doing my solo runs, and you know, sometimes the keyboards are a little bit too quick of the response. You know, the attack is quick and the release is a little bit off, man. But if I have that weighted keys behind me, it gives me more control in the expression of the patches that I'm using. And you know, having the combination of your hardware sense, you know, because I run the Roland XP30, Triton, Motif.
Oh wow, the XP.
I'm Roland out, I'm Korg'd out, Yamaha'd out, and you know, I primarily use my soft synths just for different colors and different tones that I like to add in my compositions, man. But you know, having that core of those hardware synths really thickens the sound, you know.
Totally. Right.
You know, for analog and DAW recording, you mentioned that you're running Logic Pro. Any other DAW systems that you're running out there for your recording?
Yeah, I love Logic. I'm running on Pro Tools.
Nice.
I'm running with, I just started using Fruity Loops.
Okay.
And it's kind of interesting. I'm still, mainly I still love the MPC and, you know, Akai and the Yamaha. I really like them.
Right.
Roland's pretty nice.
No, MPC is solid, man. I go back to the MPC 60s, you know, when the first model came out, man. That was just a hot.
Wow. Wow,
yeah.
Man. That's the one, Geraldine used to use.
Right. Solid device, man.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, your approach to composition, writing, and producing for artists, Howard, you know, I got to ask you, man, do you have a team of other producers and writers that you work with in your camp?
Of course. I mean, you can't, like, dude, it's great to share. Like another guy that I'm really hands-on with right now, his name is Mad Droid. This guy is freaking brilliant and mysterious at the same time, but the chords, the music that we've been making together is incredible. I love another guy named Infinity, that's excellent. There's Sidney Miller, one of my engineers, he works with Dr. Luke. Dr. Luke is another friend of mine, but the engineer's name is Tech. He has some great sounds, too. Like, I love working with people, too. We all work together and make something beautiful.
Definitely. Now you.
Oh, I can't even leave out one of my other signings. My signings that I have, his name is Firstborn. He's credited as a writer and whatnot on a song called Super Bass by Nicki Minaj.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of your writers in your camp, man, you also have your own production and entertainment company.
6 Point Entertainment. Johnny Forster and myself had made the company and going in and expanding it. We're always looking for other talent and such. We have a deal in Japan also with Universal Music. We also have another deal in South Africa. We're currently branching out in India and in Europe and also trying to finish up here in the U.S.
Man, that's excellent news, man.
Hey, man, you just, just exercising your talent and making a resource for other artists and other producers to get together and keep going without getting raped with the 360 deal.
Oh, man, tell me about it. Another new story.
Oh, yeah, I hear it all the time. But working together and, you know, getting other friends of mine collaborating, all of us that are work with Six Planet have all have great successes. And we're just bringing our success together and expanding it higher. And maybe one day we'll get more of the respect like the Vivendis. You know, I believe we can one day be up there and be able to sit at the same table with the Vivendi, with Def Jam, with the Atlantics, and be able to say, hey, Six Planet Entertainment is that company.
Oh, totally.
I'm looking forward to that.
This day and age right now, B. Howard, this is the time where everybody who's independent has the opportunity to take advantage of the resources, you know, with the internet and the social marketing. There's just no reason why we can't survive and, you know, like I say, sit at the conference table with the major indies out there, man. I totally believe in that movement.
I hate it when most of the people in the industry, I guess, are saying there's no money in the music industry. No, it's just different avenues to approach it. Give a wide range of resources to be successful and do it right. You know, I think what had happened is everybody is oversaturated with people that call themselves producers and people that call themselves artists. Everyone that has an MPC or everyone that has an inbox is not a producer, is not an artist. Autotune does not make you sing. Okay?
Oh, my God. Please, man. Preach on. You know, preach on.
There's talent out there. Like, you know, we there's so much, you know, great talent. And some of the label A&Rs are taking these, you know, $200 beats and whatnot, you know, taking these shortcomings and putting with their guys that they have signed under them, you know, not giving other people that are actually genuinely talent the chance sometimes.
Oh, totally. You know, like, I tell other producers and other musicians, like, man, there is, to me, this is just my opinion, but I believe there is a difference between a beat and a composition. You know, when you really break down the theory that goes behind a composition, the arrangement, the production, musicians, live musicians, man, where we can actually get on stage and jam together. I mean, we don't know each other from Adam, but being another musician, I'm a musician, we can get on stage and just vibe off of each other and just jam, you know?
Yeah.
Go back to the grassroots of, you know, the musicianship and things. And you're trying to restore that in this community, man. It's, you know, it's getting hard with technology, you know, because now technology is allowing the non-musician to get involved and to become a producer and things. And no disrespect to everybody that's a non-musician that's making beats, but, man, I spent hours on the keyboard for years.
Right. Yeah.
You know, 22 years
on it,
man.
May I add?
Go ahead, please.
I like to say this, okay? I think most of them have had their years. Yeah. I think the non-musician has had their year. They've done all the chords they can do. And the production has to be epic now. It has to go back to the music, and that's what we're doing. That's what Madroid is doing. That's what DJ Mad Scientist is doing. That is what First One is doing. We're taking it to the next level. We're going... Like, we have beats, everybody. We have tracks, and we have music along with it that people can feel good and listen to it and still be, like, chilling out in the club and going in, you know?
Oh, totally. You know,
and that's what you're doing. I want us to maybe come by the studio and we get together and you meet the team and just come around, you know?
Oh, totally, man. We definitely got to hook up and get that popping.
Yeah, man.
You know, speaking of compositions, B. Howard, man, you know, I feel that, you know, the amount of time I've been working with artists and, you know, different songwriters, man, you know, I developed my own production standards, man, to build my composition around pre-existing recorded vocals that I've recorded maybe a day or two that we've gotten together, man, and just stripping all the existing music that I've created just as a skeleton track and just listening to those vocals and the harmonies. And that's where I begin to really build my progressions and my drum arrangements and really putting those patches together. Share with me some of the production tools and methods that you use in your own compositions that you're writing for yourself or other artists.
Well, my method of creating is kind of random sometimes. Sometimes I'll be around humming and something and I'll like record it in my dictaphone or in my iPhone and, you know, singing and stuff and then go and record, or I'll make a track and then build from there. Like, for example, like I was driving back from the studio in Vegas and driving back to L.A. And I was in the car, we were vibing, and we were just vibing, and next thing you know, we're writing a song on the way to L.A., talking about experiences. that's what happens. That's the magic about creating, and that you can create anywhere. It just varies. I give credit. It's from above. That's point. Period. Point blank.
Oh no, totally.
That's where the creative term.
You know, I hear a lot of guys talk about writer's block, and I was like, man, how can you guys get writer's block? I mean, there's so many different ways we can arrange to put music together. Yeah. I think a lot of guys are boxing themselves into a style, you know what I mean? Or maybe they're trying to top the last hit that they've written, you know, prior, had success on, and maybe try to rough that success. But, man, we're artists. Right. I mean, there's no way or right way to do anything. I mean, it has to have that great melodic flavor and still have the strength of a great composition. But how we approach our material and how we create our material, man, it's endless. I mean, it's a universal pattern, man. It could come from an angle. It can come from a corner angle. It just can come from so many different ways and environment and our surroundings. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree with you on that.
All right.
You know, I'm a big fan of playing covers and, you know, just learning from great keyboardists and producers like Teddy Riley, George Duke, and Quincy Jones, man. Are there any covers out there that you would like to maybe redo as a paying homage to some of your music heroes?
Yes, I promise. There is a cover that I'd like to really do. It's a song called Why I Love You by B2K. They were one of my favorite groups. That song is melodic. It's amazing. It has this guy named Little Steve from Troop, and it's composed by, you know, Troy Taylor, I believe, and the characters and whatnot. I thought that song is a beautiful song. Like, I'm sorry, I just get excited about that song.
No, it's supposed to, man. That's where it's at. You know, it's like the excitement. It's like, man, I'm a fan of musicians. I'm a musician myself, but I still remain the student of music and also a fan at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, covers excite me. I mean, there's a lot of covers I would love to redo as a fan of not making it better, but, man, this is such a bad jam. I want to redo it myself because it's just that great.
Right.
So, B. Howard, man, what's on the musical agenda for 2011?
Musical agenda is continue to do the chores, bring the 6-point up to date, keep working on everybody, and just have fun, enjoy myself and enjoy my life, and just continue to be me, having fun. We're going to release another single, and we're going to surprise you. I think it's going to knock everybody's socks off.
Wow. I can imagine, man. Your last two singles were hot, and I expect nothing but greatness from you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much, man.
Well, B. Howard,
you know, I really appreciate you being, like, super, super, super on point with your music, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that.
It's a rare thing.
Oh, man, like, it's been a constant grind and, you know, just having that passion, man. I just light up like a light bulb when I start talking about music, man. I could go on for hours.
Same here.
Well, B. Howard, man, it's been a pleasure having you on my show, man. I would love to have you back, man. Talk about your new single.
Love to be back.
Definitely.
And in the meantime, just you got my Twitter, like www.twitter.com/bhowardgenesis, G-E-N-E-S-I-S, and it's facebook.com/bhowardmusic, also bhowardmusic.com.
Perfect. Well, man, we will keep in touch, B. Howard, man, and we got to get together on something, man.
Definitely, man. I want to see jam sessions.
Totally. Well, you have a safe 2011, man, and best of luck to you.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Take it easy. And a big shout out to B. Howard for coming on the show and chopping it up with me. Another great talented singer, songwriter, and producer, man. He's been putting out some great music, some great singles. And along with that, man, he's put out some really hot videos to check out also. For more information on B. Howard, you need to check out his website at www.bhowardmusic.com. www.bhowardmusic.com. And for my past and current interviews, you can hit my website up at www.spud2tight.com. www.spud2tight.com. And I'm also available on iTunes as a podcast. So if you have a Mac, a PC, an iPod, or an iPad, open up the iTunes store, type in the Producer's Corner with Spud2tight, click on my image, and you'll have a list of my past and current reviews as well. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening in. Until next time, you guys keep it tight. Peace.